Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, The Lord Slays the King of the Demons, text number 46. Sri Vidyadharu Uchu Vidyam Pritak Dharana Yanu Radham Nyasad Had Agyo Bala Virya Driptaha Sayena Siddhya Sankhya Pasuvad Datastam Mayan Rishingham Pranalaya Sma Ait Nityam Sri Vidyadhara Uchu. The inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka prayed. Vidyam, mystic formulas by which one can appear and disappear. Pritak, separately. Dharanaya, by various meditations within the mind. Anuradham, obtained. Nyashedat, stopped. Agya, this fool. Balavirya, driptaha, puffed up by bodily strength and his ability to conquer anyone. Saha he, Hiranyakashipu, Yena, by whom? Sankhye, in battle. Pashuvat, exactly like an animal. Hataha, killed. Twam, unto him. Maya Nrisingha, appearing as Lord Nrisinghadev by the influence of his own energy. Pranata, fallen. Sma, certainly. Nityam, eternally. Translation of purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The inhabitants, this is only a translation. The inhabitants of Vidyadhara Loka prayed, our inquired power, to appear and disappear in various ways according to varieties of meditation, was banned by that foolish Hiranyakashipu because of his pride and his superior bodily strength and his ability to conquer others. Now the Supreme Personality of Godhead has killed him, just as if the demon were an animal. Under that supreme pastime form of Lord Nrisinghadev, we eternally offer respectful obeisances. Text 47. Sri Naga Uchu Yena Papena Ratnani Sri Ratnani Ritani Na Tadvaksha Patane Na Sham Dattananda Namostu Te. The inhabitants of Nagaloka said, the most sinful Hiranyakashipu took away all the jewels on our hoods and all our beautiful wives. Now since his chest has been pierced by your nails, you are the source of all pleasure to our wives. Thus we together offer our respectful obeisances unto you. No one is peaceful if his wealth and wife are forcibly taken away. All the inhabitants of Nagaloka, which is situated below the earthly planetary system, were in great anxiety because their wealth had been stolen and their wives kidnapped by Hiranyakashipu. Now Hiranyakashipu, having been killed, their wealth and wives were returned and their wives felt satisfied. The inhabitants of various lokas or planets offer their respectful obeisances unto the Lord because they were relieved by the death of Hiranyakashipu. Disturbance similar to those created by Hiranyakashipu are now taking place all over the world because of the demoniac governments. As stated in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the men of the governments of Kali Yuga will be no better than rogues and plunderers. Thus the populace will be harassed on one side by scarcity of food and another by heavy taxation by the government. In other words, the people in most parts of the world in this age are harassed by the ruling principles of Hiranyakashipu. It is said that in Kali Yuga that there is no religion or dharma, religion meaning the actual way or the knowledge by which the material world works. For instance, we understand that religion means to follow the laws of God, dharma tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So real religion is laid down by Krishna. But who knows what Krishna actually wants? Now, going to the end of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that there are four major principles of religion, namely austerity, mercy, truthfulness, and cleanliness. And these are destroyed by illicit sex, gambling, animal slaughter, and lying propaganda. Now, without these principles of religion, without austerity, mercy, truthfulness, and cleanliness, then one's intelligence must be taken away by illusion. And what is that illusion? Is that this material world is enjoyable, is meant for our enjoyment, and in order to enjoy it, we have to become, somehow or another, the controllers of the material nature, the owners, proprietors of the material nature. So both of them are not correct in the sense that the living entity can never become a controller of the material nature because the ultimate controller is always Krishna. Krishna is the one who, by his will, the material nature is working. The direct cause of our activities is the material nature. The indirect cause is Krishna, and Krishna is fulfilling our desires, but when our desires do not become independently fulfilled. They're fulfilled by the arrangement of Krishna. So to think that we're going to become the independent proprietors, controllers of material nature, is just a product of illusion. But then again, that's what the demons want. They want to have that illusion that they themselves are the controllers. And then when controls material nature, with the idea of trying to enjoy it. So that's called, without religious principles, one does not know how to properly perform either economic development or how to properly gratify their senses. The current propaganda is that there is no God and that we're free to do anything we want. That's summarized in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, chintyam apareyam cha, pralayantam upashitya, kama papoga paramam, etavam eti nischita, asya pashishutera bada, kama krodha parayanaha, ihanti kama bhogartha, anyayenata sanchaya. They believe that to gratify their senses unto the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. And therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and greed and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So the demons are just competing with each other to so-called possess the resources of material nature in order to exploit them to their maximum, all based upon the theory that there is no God. Asatyam apratishtam te jagara hora nishvaram aparashparam sambhutyam kimak yat kama hai to come. They say, the demons say, that this world is unreal, it has no foundation, it has no God in control, it produces sex desire, and has no other cause than lust. In other words, they are actually convinced that lust is something very good. It's like, that's what makes the world go around. And therefore, there's no they rather not to have any restrictions for their lust or their anger or their greed, and because more or less the demons are controlling the modern society, governments are simply instruments for the demons. Therefore, there's less and less restriction as time goes on, what's permittable for sense gratification. That was what was illegal previously or considered abominable is considered not only legal, but it's considered desirable. Previously, things like homosexuality and the different varieties, transsexuality, whatever, animal sexuality, were considered to be not desirable. But now they're considered to be punishable if you say anything against them by the government. Where previously they were punishing illicit sex in different ways, including abortion, now it's illegal, and if you protest against it, then you're illegal, doing something illegal. So as time goes on, as people become more and more intoxicated by material desires, then they choose leaders who are even more intoxicated by material desires. And as they become more and more intoxicated by material desires, the reality of this material situation becomes more and more difficult to understand. People have a hard time perceiving how their body is changing, but they themselves are not changing. Even this most obvious factor becomes bewildering to people. How can I not be this body? How is it possible that I'm eternal and the body's temporary? Because their intelligence is taken away by illusion, they can't understand such a simple thing. And even when they see the universe controlled by time or by superior intelligence, they can't understand that there must be a person behind it. They made a vow, as it says, dridavrata, to stay in illusion. And it doesn't matter what knowledge is presented to them, what experience they have, they made a vow, dridavrata, to remain perpetually in illusion. Vatirana krishne paratakshatova mito bipadyeta grihavratanam. Grihavratanam. They simply want to decorate the material existence that they have to make it more pleasant, and they think that is progress. Although they're only progressing towards death, old age, disease, and death, and having to take birth again, they think they're making progress by putting, as they say in English, putting lipstick on a pig. Now, a pig is by nature not very attractive, and if you put lipstick on the pig, it doesn't make it so much more attractive, except to maybe another pig. So modern civilization is simply putting lipstick on pigs, trying to make it more attractive. But the problems of material existence, they're not solving. Now, we can see in modern civilization, people are getting the reactions because modern governments are giving them all facility for sense gratification, because that's what they desire, or at least they used to. And people are anxious to have that sense gratification, and therefore there is, as Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Prabhupāda said, it's a society of cheaters and the cheated. Real knowledge is dharma, to explain how the material existence works, how we have to control our mind and senses, give charity, perform sense and mind control, perform sacrifice. But because people don't want to do this, they don't want to study who they are, what's going on here, they don't want to perform any austerity. They don't want to become, therefore, the result is they elect leaders who are offering them, due to their sinful activities, simply reactions. And they're content just by having a little bit of mundane entertainment, senseless entertainment. They're paying millions of dollars or millions of euros to someone who can take a stick and hit a ball. Somehow or another, if you can hit that ball over a net or into some field, or somehow or another, if you can work your hands with a ball or with a stick, you're considered to be a great hero. If you concentrate your minds upon knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you're considered a religious fanatic. And if you take a stick and hit a little ball into a hole, you're considered a great hero in society. People want your autograph. They want to understand what your technique is in concentrating on that ball so it goes into a hole. And you're glorified for dedicating your body, mind, and words 100% to hitting a little ball into a hole. Then you're considered to be worthy of everyone's praise and surrender. How could I hit that ball in the hole like you? Please tell me. And someone comes along and talks about the eternality of the soul and the person behind the universe, how it's working. They say, arrest the person. He's disturbing people's minds. He's concentrating too much. He's not broad-minded. He probably doesn't even know how to hit a little ball into a hole. So his life is useless. So their idea is that this world is unreal, although they're making plans to enjoy it. It has no God in control, although they're trying to get in control. It's producing sex desire, because that's the only thing that they actually know as a purpose of life. It has no other cause than lust. So following such conclusions and loss to themselves, the demoniac create horrible, unbeneficial works which are meant to destroy this world. So etam drishtim, they lost their vision. Etam drishtim avashtavya nashtatmanona buddhaya. They've lost their intelligence. And therefore they're flourishing, their demoniac activities are flourishing. Jayato jagato hita ahita, which are unbeneficial for everyone. And if that's not obvious nowadays, when we see what's going on in modern society, how for no reason everything is closed, people can't do anything, they can't go out at night, they can't go to stores anymore, they can't do anything, they have to wear a mask like they're a robber or something. And people, I guess some people actually think that the government is actually working for their benefit. But Prabhupada says here they're plunderers, simply arranging things on the basis of their masters to exploit people to the max. Let all the businesses go into bankrupt. And then they'll, with all the money they got from the other businesses that they bought up, that they went into bankrupt, they'll just buy everything for pennies on the euro, whatever it is. All in the name of helping people. They'll put them into poverty. And they'll become so rich, so powerful, that they'll make plans simply to destroy everyone so that they can remain on the top, thinking themselves to be the master of the universe. If someone has a penny, they may have billions of dollars, but they're envious of the person with a penny. Why does this man have a penny? Why don't I have his penny? Give me your penny. So that's what they're arranging for. All, and then people are so foolish, they think they're doing it for their benefit. That's called brainwashing, indoctrination. But that's modern society. People are getting what they deserve by their karma, by their killing of animals and illicit sex and taking intoxication. They're put in a position that someone has to give them the reactions for their sinful activities. So Krishna appoints people who are relatively pious in their last lifetime, so they get the opportunity to give the sinful reactions to the people who are even more sinful than they are. But in the future, those giving the sinful reactions, who exploit the people, they'll also become exploited in the future, in future lifetimes. by the very people that they're exploiting now. And therefore the material world goes on simply in ignorance, and the only solution is to somehow or another become Krishna conscious and help those who are sufficiently disinterested in material existence to see an alternative, especially in this age, by chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Prabhupada's books, which will give real knowledge about what is actually going on, and giving an opportunity to worship Krishna in the form of the deity and the devotees, and to make the atmosphere spiritual. Then there may be some real benefit for society. Otherwise, society is, this is the coming to be the darkest times of society. As Prabhupada said, the Hare Krishna movement would be known because it saved the world in the darkest times of so-called civilization. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Today in the morning we read in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya that austerity, meditation, getting knowledge and something is in pure devotional service, it's not needed. Can you, like pure devotional service is independent. It's like it
knowledge
consists all that.
Knowledge and renunciation. In other words, by being renounced, by getting by even spiritual knowledge, the difference between matter and spirit and the control of both, that won't necessarily automatically give you bhakti. Because bhakti doesn't depend on those two things. But if you have bhakti, automatically, going to Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically causes knowledge and detachment.
So
knowledge and detachment are not the cause of bhakti, but bhakti will be automatically the cause of real knowledge and real detachment.
Can I get one more, please?
Yeah.
Okay. According to this this second verse we read, I see that these nagas, they are like their wealth and women were taken away, and when they got this back, they offered respect to the Lord. So it's like when God does something for you, then you show Him respect.
That's right. Most people like that.
Yeah, I thought they are, because they are like more divine, I don't know, species, that they are like more spiritually advanced. So.
Well, they're maybe more materially advanced.
Yeah,
they may have more sentiment, they're more aware of God. At least they know who they're offering their respects to. Nowadays, you know, there's a lot of people have no idea who God is. They're going to benefit them. They don't even know exactly how they got benefited or who benefited them. There's some idea. Must have been a good fairy or something.
What was the last one?
Good fairy. They don't know the difference between God and the good fairy.
Oh, like the tooth fairy.
Yeah, the tooth fairy. They think of God as this more advanced form of Santa Claus. Anything else?
Shekhar Koldruya.
Okay, thank you very much. Gandharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.